The upstream dam design presents several challenges. As discussed earlier, the tailings in the structural zone are difficult to quality control. The inherent inhomogeneity of the tailings deposit makes it difficult to characterize the tailings and to model the seepage, consolidation, and stability of the dam. Day-to-day operations introduce further inhomogeneities that can affect dam stability. Changes in ore grind, mineralogy, and solids concentration influence tailings deposition and can result in lower strength zones. Also, segregation of beach tailings may occur. For example, during operational periods where the decant pond and/or finer tailings encroach within the structural zone of the dam. Even with good operations, finer tailing zones can form between spigots. Results from laboratory tests, stability modeling, and shear strength analyses have limitations. Firstly, samples can be biased towards soils which are easier to collect, for example, clay-like soils. Secondly, it is almost impossible to collect and test representative undisturbed samples when the tailings are inhomogeneous. Characterization of the spatial distribution of tailing zones and geotechnical properties is best carried out with cone penetration testing, or CPT, which is described in a later module of the TMA program. Another challenge with the upstream dam design is that it is sometimes difficult to determine the extent of saturation in the tailings, with perched water tables being common due to segregation and layering of finer and coarser tailings. We cannot always rely on piezometers to give an accurate picture of the phreatic surface and degree of saturation, particularly if vertical drainage is occurring and/or perched water tables are present. The upstream dam design presents additional challenges in cold climates, where low-density tailings can freeze and become part of the dam structure. Frozen layers can impede drainage and may form weak layers if they thaw in the future.